expert, Alex Newman. There he is outside the global UN summit. He's a live wire. He's joining us at 6 after with the incredible activity because they're in big trouble with Trump pulling out, but they're not planning to go away. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on down there. We'll be talking to him in about 5 minutes. But Trump, in response to Democrat leaders calling for a military coup, said, well, if you do that and get convicted, you get hung. He didn't say hang them. He said that's what it is. But that's what they want is a civil war. Caroline Leavitt's live at a press conference. She just got to ask a question about it. Here it is.
So we were talking about before, earlier in this briefing, about the president's orders. You were going back and forth about what the ad said, what it said. My first question is...
The ad?
The advertisement that the Senate Democrats were featured in. So my first question is, no matter what the order is, it could be to any administration official, military or otherwise, no matter if legal experts might think it's illegal, does the president expect those cabinet members, administration officials, to go ahead with those orders regardless of any outside thinking or experts?
The president expects his cabinet officials in the administration to follow the law and to demand accountability and hold people accountable for their dangerous rhetoric. And I would just add that if this were Republican members of Congress who were encouraging members of the military and members of our United States government to defy orders from the president and from the chain of command, this entire room would be up in arms. But instead, it is the other way around, and I think that's quite telling. I'm going to let you all go because the president, excuse me, I appreciate the encouragement this morning, but this afternoon, but President Trump is about to meet in minutes with Israeli hostages who this administration freed.
Yeah, they keep saying the ICE and the Border Patrol and the National Guard is tyranny and illegal, and CNN, MSNBC, it's unlawful orders. The judges say that, then they get overridden. So when they say defy these illegal orders, they're saying defy legal orders, which is sedition. And that's the Podesta martial law plan that I keep harping on until your ears bleed because it's a big deal. And now they're screaming and yelling, oh, he wants to kill us, he's going to kill us. This is when they'll pull a false flag and say, see, Trump called for us to get hung, and then some U.S. senator's house, God forbid, gets attacked. It is the left that has the history of almost all the political violence other than Oklahoma City that they staged. And if you don't know that story, it takes hours to give you the proof. Smoking gun, the most documented false flag carried out by our government ever. Israel, the USS Liberty, is completely confirmed, cut and dry. I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. All right, things are completely insane down in Brazil. When the conference started, or right before it started, a bunch of people stormed it. Now there's a fire so giant that they've had to evacuate it. Fire forces evacuation from climate summit as talks reach critical stage. COP30 summit, boy, I tell you, they are in a lot of trouble with their global carbon tax scam. Trump pulled out of the Paris Accords, all of it, and they are hopping pissed because they need to use the carbon tax with the AI to track and trace all your activities and tax you and manipulate your behavior. Well, look at that demonic statue they put up. Boy, these people are something else. I remember like 20 years ago at the same thing they had in Brazil, they had Prince Charles, now King Charles, as an angel from heaven. So this is truly, truly the heart of the globalist takeover plan, and it's in so much trouble. He's been to hundreds of these different globalist events, but this is one of the most important. We'll go to a break and come back with Alex Newman. But let me do this again because I didn't plug the last segment. I just said, oh, I need your support, blah, blah, blah. No. We have the biggest sale ever in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Black Friday comes early. This runs for 1 week only. Buy one and get one free of any of the supplements. And that means you can buy a bottle of this supplement and then buy one that's even more expensive but get one free. It's not just buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss or Methylene Blue and get one free. It's whatever other supplement you want. There's also a new limited edition hat that's awesome. Black Friday came early sale. Buy one, get one free. All supplements. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. On top of it, add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. You can mix and match. Also, limited time only. Ultramethylene Red is back in stock. Very limited supply. This offer ends next Friday. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. Started itself in Belém, Brazil last week, really the global center of the climate cult because they want to save the quote rainforest. And it's the very globalist corporations pushing all this. They're actually cutting it down. So now the people stormed it. Now giant fires have busted out all over the place. They've had to shut the conference down. Fire forces evacuation from climate summit as talks reach critical stage. Fire breaks out at COP30 climate talks. So this is emblematic of their hoax collapsing. We have Bill Gates coming out last week saying, oh, it isn't the main threat. And actually, the polar bears can swim and the ice caps didn't melt because, you know, Al Gore said over and over again they'd be gone by, you know, 8-9 years ago. Total lies to transfer power to them for global carbon taxes and a global government. And there's a few experts out there, people like William F. Jasper. And he's still very active and super smart and awesome, but kind of hand a baton to Alex Newman in many ways, because he used to be Jasper, went to all these. Now it's Alex Newman reporting on the ground from Brazil at the United Nations Annual Climate Summit. He's been to hundreds of these. No U.S. representation at the UN Climate Summit. Gavin Newsom came and self-proclaimed himself as representation. Globalists plan to push the harshest agreement yet due to U.S. involvement, lack of that. A substantial local governments in the U.S. looking to push climate tyranny locally. Yeah, that mutualization. Religious angle, Pope Leo spoke at the demonic statue given by the CCP, how the UN uses indigenous people to serve as a battering ram to bring about global government. It's like they'll plant an invasive, a endangered species, they'll claim somewhere to steal land. Or they'll say a salamander in Austin is endangered, and it's just a variety of a common salamander you can buy at the bait shop. Then they steal hundreds of thousands of acres. You know, from people. I mean, that's what they do. So instead of using a salamander or a bald eagle to grab stuff, they use the native tribes to do that. So Alex Newman's only here for 20 minutes. He's going to have the floor here to report from his car. I can see the smoke in the air in the background. Alex, what in the hell's going on down there? Sounds like an insane asylum.
Yeah, it totally is, Alex. Great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me. We were planning on doing this from the conference. We had a nice setup ready to go, but of course, the place caught on fire near the China booth, of course. And so everybody was evacuated. So we're now sitting out in our car. We just left. But the big story here, Alex, is that the globalists are hoping to exploit the fact that the United States government didn't send a delegation to pass what they themselves are describing as the most ambitious agreement ever. They're saying they want to create a concrete roadmap to phase out fossil fuels. They want to accelerate the wealth transfer of $1.3 trillion per year from middle-class taxpayers in the United States and the Western world to the kleptocrats of the Third World and the United Nations. And all of this, they hope they're going to get passed by consensus at this summit, assuming the venue opens up again. And what their expectation is, and they've articulated this publicly, is that even though the United States is not playing ball right now, since we're still part of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is the underlying agreement that all these subsequent agreements are built upon, whenever the next president takes place, whenever Trump, who is described as an invasive species, Species by Gavin Newsom is out of the picture, they'll go back to enforcing this. So we have been in communication with the State Department. They did tell us that they weren't sending anybody because they don't want to legitimize and give credence to a conference that is working to bankrupt the United States. So, you know, we understand their perspective, but the globalists are really hoping to make lemonade out of lemons here, pass a powerful agreement, and then impose it on us. Obviously, Trump still has some potential Trump cards. He could get us out of the UNFCCC altogether and just end the parade right now. He is public enemy number one. When the fire broke out, Alex, we were actually standing next to a statue of Donald Trump that was put there. It was a obese, fat caricature of Donald Trump standing on the backs of a skinny skeleton style person. And it was called King of Injustice. Apparently Trump is the King of Injustice.
Guys, here's a little guys go to X. I bet it's there. Trump, King of Injustice statue, COP 30. Oh, so that's a miniature of it.
Yeah, they were giving us miniature figurines of the statue they had. So you can see it's an obese, naked Trump. And it's really fascinating because no one will say anything bad about Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the wannabe communist dictator of Brazil, who is openly calling for a global environmental council that would be able to enforce the UN's climate decrees on humanity. Nobody can say anything bad about him. In fact, they throw his critics in jail here. Nobody can say anything bad about Xi Jinping, the CCP dictator. Nobody can say anything bad about any of these people. But Trump is a public punching bag. I wish Americans could see the horror that is going on here. America is regarded as a pariah. All we're good for is handing over all our money. It really is a disgrace. And Alex, you said something that I want to pick up on. I want people to truly understand this because I think there's a misconception in America that because our fake media is not covering this fraud anymore, that it's not important. Folks, the climate fraud is the foundation of the entire effort to build a new world order. It's what they're using to undermine national sovereignty and then build a global political system. It's what they're using to rearrange the economy and build a global technocratic economic system. And it's what they're using to bring the religions of the world together in common cause to save Mother Earth. And all of that is on full display here. American adults, they know, they've done the polling. Less than half of Americans even believe that human activity is causing climate change. Less than one in three Americans are willing to pay a single additional dollar on their monthly electric bill to save the planet from global warming. So they know the more they talk about it in the fake media, no, it doesn't matter what they say, the more upset Americans get. They know they're beating a dead horse. And Gavin Newsom acknowledged that. He said, guys, we got to use different language. Americans don't care about this. They don't know what a carbon emission is. Where does it land? What does it look like? We have to start connecting this to things people care about, like jobs. And so what they're doing is they're just, and they've said this here, Alex, they're just going to brainwash your kids. UNESCO had a big event early on in the summit where they joined forces with the Marxist Ministry of Education here in Brazil and the OECD. They're in the process now of adding what they call climate literacy into the international standardized assessments, the international standardized academic test, so that if a government doesn't brainwash the children, and they say it openly, not just to understand climate change, but to take action, right? If a government doesn't do that, their children are going to look stupid on this international assessment test. So that's the heart of their strategy. But people need to understand the climate fraud, the idea that carbon dioxide, the gas we exhale, is toxic pollution and therefore must be regulated, controlled, and suppressed by the United Nations, is the heart of the push to create a new world order. They're counting on the next generation of Americans to go full speed on this as we destroy our country, destroy our economy, and pave the way for a one world totalitarian system.
Absolutely. So it is in big trouble, but it's got BlackRock, the big corporations behind it. It's still steaming ahead in academia. There's still immunization. I remember when they were having trouble decades ago, they made Schwarzenegger, you know, the head envoy to get local governments to do it around the world. This is how they bypass things. And you see headlines, China's committed to cutting carbon. China's mad at America. China cuts no carbon, builds new coal plants every week. It's an absolute joke. Literally lobbies for all of this to shut down their competition. But notice, no one criticizes them at these events. It's America that's cut off so much of our energy and paid them trillions. We're still the bad guys because it's really that we're a constitutional republic. It's our model of government they're targeting.
That's 100% correct, Alex. And I want people to understand this, and you can share this with anybody. Nobody needs to get a PhD in so-called climate science to understand what's happening here. It really dawned on me in 2015. In fact, you and I did an interview in 2015. I was in Paris for the UN COP at that time. And that's when it dawned on me. You had the mass murdering dictatorship in China publicly saying as part of the agreement, the Paris Accord, they were going to continue increasing their CO2 emissions for at least the next 15 years. Barack Obama and all the Western leaders promised they were going to be slashing the CO2 emissions of their citizens in the coming years. And of course, that's exactly what they did through regulatory assault, through executive orders, through EPA decrees. They've been shutting down our power plants. They've been shutting down our industries. Just like Barack Obama promised under his plan, electricity rates will skyrocket. And so if you really believed that carbon dioxide was this terrible gas, again, it's the gas of life. There's nothing wrong with CO2. In fact, this planet is starving for CO2. But if you really believed that CO2 was so bad, the worst thing in the world that you could possibly do is shut down American industry, shut down American energy, shut down American manufacturing, and ship it all to communist China, where they're building, as you pointed out, two new coal-fired power plants every single week. Their carbon footprint is over 300% the size of America's carbon footprint. So a normal person who truly believes CO2 was bad would be absolutely horrified by this so-called Paris Agreement. And instead, they're all slapping each other high fives and hugging each other, acting like they're saving the world. And that's all you need to know, Alex, to know that the ringleaders at the top of this fraud know it is a fraud. Yes, the useful idiots, you know, the rent-a-mobs, you can tell when you talk to them, they're nice, they're sweet, they really believe that CO2 is bad. But at the highest levels of this fraud, they know it's a fraud. They know there's nothing wrong with CO2. This is a pretext for, among other things, destroying the American economy, shipping all of our industry to communist China. That obviously, if we don't have an economy, we can't support a military. We can't support national security. Our model of government.
It's a war on self-governance and capitalism. But here's the deal, and you know this. People that don't, we need to explain it. The Club of Rome in the 60s and Limits to Growth and Paul Ehrlichman and all of them said there's too many people. We want a totalitarian model. Predicted society would collapse by 2000, which they know is not true. It's meant to make people give up and not have kids and believe the world's so horrible that they're demoralized. To depopulate the West, it's part of a larger sick program. And so they're always saying the world's going to end in 10 years, like AOC and others were saying a few years ago, because it's designed to do that. But they said, we've got to do this because of the Ice Age. Then it was global warming. Now it's just climate change. So it's always been a fraud. They admit it's a fraud in many of the founding documents of it.
That's 100% correct, Alex. And if you go back to 1991, the first global revolution report out of the Club of Rome, they were trying to figure out, you know, how do we continue to justify this huge government, these massive taxes, this total regimentation of human society with the Cold War allegedly coming to a close? And they said, well, hey, the solution is simple. We need a new problem. It'll be environmental. It'll be global warming. And that way, they said in very clear language, then humanity itself is the enemy. And that is actually how many of the people here view this. You see constant images of a sick Earth with a thermometer sticking out of its mouth, and then the doctor diagnoses the problem. You have humans. But you're right. The real enemy, and this needs to be one of the key takeaways for people, the real enemy is self-government, biblical principles, the American constitutional model where God gives us rights, the free market that produces so much wealth and prosperity. They're trying to move the world to the Chinese model where you're essentially a slave. You have no rights or privileges beyond what your overlords will give you. And they're basically coming out of the closet here on this now, Alex. One of the huge themes was silencing what they call misinformation. And they're openly putting a target on your back and on our back. They're saying that we're the reason that they're not making enough progress on climate change quickly enough. So they came up with an agreement. A whole bunch of governments signed on to this, that one of the top priorities needs to be silencing misinformation. They've got a point woman on this now. Her name is Charlotte Scaven or something. And she was blabbering all this week at the UN summit about the critical need to silence people who don't just question the climate. It's not even just the people now exposing the fraud of CO2 being pollution that needs to be regulated. Even if you question the so-called solutions to this fake crisis, you need to be silenced. You need to be censored. You need to be considered.
Well, yeah, a lot of them call for people's arrest. And before RFK Jr. kind of woke up, remember he got asked like 6 years ago, and he said, yeah, arrest people that question it. He since backed off that, but it shows how much this has permeated. So people need to understand this is the center, the engine of their whole program. I can show you 100 books, all their treaties. It's totally totalitarian. They don't even deny it. They say we got to teach humans that we're the bad thing, that we're the cancer. So they know, people know sunshine's good. They know water's good. They know oxygen's good. Carbon dioxide sounds like monoxide. They chose that. We've gone out with men on the street, and the majority of people, when we say this dihydrogen monoxide is getting into people, it's causing increased urination, it can actually kill you if you're immersed in it, and 99% of people signed to ban dihydrogen monoxide. Well, that's the scientific name for H2O, folks, water. You can also give them the scientific name for salt. Most people will sign a petition to ban it. It is as asinine to restrict CO2 as it is to restrict H2O, isn't it? Oh, he just had a disconnected. His thing from Brazil cut out. Let's reconnect. Yeah, and then you have Extinction Rebellion and all these leftist groups that are funded to run around and block railroads and block people driving on the highway and block schools and factories and, you know, just engage in all of this bizarre behavior, teaching you that you're the bad person. And then you've got to do what Bill Gates says. You've got to do what Prince Charles, now King Charles, says. It's just asinine, absolutely asinine and preposterous. We've got a short little video I'm going to play. We've got Alex back, and then I'll play the video after he leaves. So Alex, you heard some of my question when your connection cut off. Please continue.
Well, thanks, Alex. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting about being down here, I used to live in Brazil, so I speak the language, and we've been talking to pretty much everybody we can find, and everybody knows this is a fraud. We've talked to one Brazilian so far who actually believes that global warming caused by humans is a real threat. So everybody down here knows this is a fraud. But what they said is you can't even criticize the government here anymore without being arrested, without going to jail. So Lula is being portrayed internationally, the president of Brazil, as this kind of superhero who's saving the planet from evil Trump, from evil carbon dioxide. You're absolutely right. The ignorance of the people who fall for this stuff is astounding, to the point where they're willing to ban water, to the point where whatever the UN tells them, they will believe it. But that group of people is becoming increasingly tiny. Even here in Brazil, it's a fringe minority that believes in this stuff. And we're seeing this all over the world. I mentioned the polling in the United States, people understand. So yes, they do still have a small group of adults that buys into the lies. But the big picture is now starting to become clear, even to regular people, to waiters and to taxi drivers and to Uber drivers. They recognize that this is a fraud. And all you really have to do is think about it for a moment. How could it be that God designed a planet where carbon dioxide, which we exhale, is going to be a problem? All you have to do is know the numbers. Human emissions of CO2 make up a fraction of all the greenhouse gases, so-called, that are present naturally in the atmosphere. The idea that human contribution to the greenhouse gases, again, a fraction of a percent, is going to destroy the planet is so utterly foolish. You'd have to be brainwashed by a government school. You'd have to be indoctrinated by fake media to believe something like that. So they're losing control of the narrative. Miseducated and indoctrinated people are starting to see through the lies. And I think that's why we're seeing the incredible hysteria, Alex, on silencing misinformation, controlling the internet, banning journalists from these types of conferences. And some have been banned, including the folks over at Rebel Media. So it's really, really getting ridiculous. I agree with you, Alex, that they are in trouble. They recognize that they now have very little time if they're truly going to get this global climate regime before too many people wake up. They see the trajectory. They see millions of people tuning into the Alex Jones Show. They see millions of people recognizing that we're being deceived about everything, whether it be election fraud, whether it be carbon dioxide, all these things. They're all falling apart. So there's now a mad dash to the finish. Trump is doing, I think, a great job exposing them. I mean, the fact that he stood up at the UN General Assembly and publicly told these world leaders to their faces that this is the biggest con job in human history speaks volumes about the level of panic that we're seeing in the UN right now. If this thing unravels, nobody will believe these people ever again about anything. So they're in a mad dash to get to the finish line on this. I guarantee you they're going to try to come up with some crazy agreement. I hope Trump's people are seriously considering removing us from the UNFCCC and maybe even from the United Nations altogether through the Defund Act.
And I do encourage you. He's got operatives in his White House. I don't know this for a fact, but it's always this. He'll go, I want out of that, shut it down, so they pull out of the Paris Accord. Guaranteed. If somebody hands you the paper, that's why they're so horrified by our access. In fact, it'll happen. If he's explained, no, sir, we're still under this via this, and now we just didn't have representation, you got to pull fully out, he will sign an executive order the next day.
Yeah, and that would really be the ultimate trump card for this. If he can get us out of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is the underlying mechanism that all these subsequent agreements are built on, the whole house of cards comes crashing down. Yes, these people will continue bloviating here. They'll continue coming up with agreements, but they won't apply to the United States of America. So the rest of the world's going to commit economic suicide while the United States prospers. Give me a break, right?
And you just went where I was going in closing. For people that don't understand why they have to have it global, like you got to have everybody take the shot globally. You got to have everybody under carbon taxes. You can't have control groups like the Amish that don't take the shots and they live to 87, you know, 10 years longer than the average person, and none of them get, you know, autism. You can't have free market Western countries that are wealthy and successful when you've got globalist, New World Order, neo-feudalistic communism under BlackRock. They have to have every country under it, and that's why they've got to have Cloward and Pivot to collapses. They are not doing this on accident. They admit it's all by design. Attack Stonehenge, attack the Mona Lisa, attack Monet's, you know, attack Van Gogh's. It's all about attack the loot. Anything beautiful, anything that's culture, they're literally saying humans are bad. Your best art is bad. They literally are a death cult. It is beyond sick.
It really is, Alex. And I think the religious component here is really critical, too. It touches right on what you're describing. A few years ago, I was in Egypt for the COP, was it 27?
Let me just interrupt. I agree with you, but it's not a component. It's the root. It's everything.
You're right. Yep. And one of the things that they really emphasized there was changing morality. They were very critical of what they called the morality and ethics that had evolved with humanity over thousands of years. Of course, they're talking about the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the things that we get from the Bible. And they were talking about the need to redefine this. And so they actually came out with a new and supposedly improved Ten Commandments. They went up to Mount Sinai and had this bizarre spectacle. Then they had we actually interviewed the people responsible for this atrocity the next day. They told us not only did they come up with a new and improved Ten Commandments where we're supposed to, they said, serve and nurture and love this interdependent, life-giving earth, where they said we have to change our inner climate, things like this. They told us they were working now on the third covenant between man and the planet. So God gave us the old covenant, the new covenant. Now the UN and friends is going to give us the third covenant, they said, to build heaven here on earth. And they're bringing all the religions of the world together. The only ones who aren't welcome, the only ones who are considered extreme and backwards are Bible-believing Christians. And they actually hold us responsible for the alleged climate crisis. They say that this biblical understanding that God put the creation here for our benefit, that we are the stewards, you know, that humans are made in the image of God and the planet is here for our benefit, that is what has caused this environmental disaster on Mother Earth. So they're using the natives, the pagan Indian tribes to bring about this goal. They're even bringing in heretical Christians. They're bringing in major Muslim groups.
To form their new religion. Here's a microcosm. UK Supreme Court just today brands Northern Ireland Christian teaching indoctrination, says that that we need to study Islam and everything else. I mean, this is literally an attack on Christianity because it is a spiritual war. God put us in charge. The globalists say, no, you're not in charge. Bureaucrats are. We're above you. Just like the founders said, no, the state's under us. We're above the state. God is above us. Whether you believe in God or not, it is that idea that the source of liberty flows from.
Amen. And if you don't have God, you don't have God-given rights, and therefore you do not have liberty. You end up in the same position that the Chinese are in. You end up in the same position they want to put the Brazilians in. Folks, this is a spiritual war. That demonic gift from the CCP to Brazil with the spirit guardian of the jaguar and the dragon.
Oh, yeah, show that demon thing. The Chi-Coms gave – show that. The Chi-Coms gave that.
That's the official – that's the official guardian spirit of this COP. It's all on display. It's a major component here. We were over there earlier today before the fire started. I want people to look at that. That is the reality that we're dealing with. Ephesians chapter 6, this is a spiritual war. We're dealing with powers and principalities. A lot of these people, the Bible says, have been taken captive by Satan to do his will. So, folks, be in prayer and then get busy.
Where's the best place to find your work?
All of our climate coverage is going to be at thenewamerican.com. So, folks, go to thenewamerican.com. If you're not signed up for the daily headlines yet, get signed up. And then, folks, do something with this information.
How do they follow you on X?
Alex Newman underscore JOU and New American Mag.
All right. Talk to you soon. Give us an update next week when you're back. Be safe. I should ask why the Chi-Coms blew up there.
So, you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, what, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you think about it, if Kamala, who's the same basic thing, grossly incompetent, he was incompetent, they're all incompetent because their policies are incompetent. Open borders, men playing in women's sports, transgender for everybody. I mean, they got the worst policy. I don't talk about it too much because if I talk about it, they might change. So, no, I don't talk about it. I tell people, don't talk about it. Wait till 2 weeks before the election and hit the hell out of them. Right? We talked about that, right, Elon? He said, we wait 2 weeks before. It's almost like you're in a war. Don't shoot yet. Don't shoot. Hold your fire. The enemy's rushing. Hold your fire. Don't shoot. Okay, now you can go. 2 weeks before. But I watched a guy the other day, a congressman, fighting for men playing in women's sports. And the new weightlifting record for a certain weight was just set. The man was 119 pounds higher than a woman champion who was a phenomenal champion. Beat her by 119, and he was an average lifter prior to transitioning. A lot of the Saudis are sitting here saying, what the hell is he talking about, transition? They don't do, Yasser, they don't do a lot of transitioning. They're sitting here, the Saudis are saying, what is he talking about? They're saying, what do you mean women are playing against men? No, that doesn't happen, does it? Yeah, it does. These people are crazy.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8, 9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way. Minutes. He was here for just about 45 minutes Tuesday. He was gracious enough to come back. Well, he's visiting Texas, Patrick Byrne. Now, I knew who Patrick was when he, you know, owned Overstock and a bunch of other stuff. I knew who he was decades ago. But then building up into the 2020 election, you know, he was very active, worrying about stuff that was going on, their plans for election fraud, Venezuela being involved. And I knew it was credible. And then I really always respected General Flynn. And he was saying, you know, you were a super important guy. So I got a chance to meet you.
You remember I was there the day you met him when you came up to him in a crowd? I was there right behind.
Yeah.
We didn't know if you were coming out because you're, we didn't know what was happening.
Like, I didn't know my body language was like a mean guy.
We're friendly as hell. But
my body language was mean?
Not body language, but you have this way of charging in and taking all the oxygen out of it. And we were outside and you still, and so we didn't know, but it was great. And you guys ended up being like talking 5 minutes and getting along great.
Well, because everybody kind of, I'm not saying Flynn's a tough guy. I didn't mean it weird. I was honest. Everybody kind of turns around like Darth Vader had entered because we're in like the VIP section of that big Christian, you know, like 500,000 people there in D.C. And everybody turned around like Darth Vader had blown open the door in the first scene in Star Wars. And I was like, what? Is everybody afraid or something? I didn't know my body language was like that.
It wasn't your body language, but it's your energy. And you were an unknown quantity to some of us back then. I mean, of course, I knew of you, but you were super instrumental in this revolution or stopping this Bolshevik.
And I've been heavily demonized. So it's the first time I'm meeting you guys behind the stage with 500,000 people. And all of a sudden, I guess, you know, here's Alex Jones.
And now we get that you were right about everything 15 years earlier.
I was just. No, but Flynn is a true hero and amazing painter. My point is, I loved him long before I got to know him. I knew he was super smart and a true general's general and predicted China would double cross the globals, all the rest of it. But I wanted you back on the Democrats, their plans for a violent civil war backed by Venezuela. Now it's come to a head with them calling for a military coup against Trump. He's rightly responded, saying, if you actually do that, you'll get hung. That's what George Washington or somebody like Abraham Lincoln would do. He wasn't threatening him. He said, you'd get a trial. I want to hit that. But instead, you come in, and I know you've been over in Israel a lot, done a lot of intelligence work. It's now been declassified partially. You've done intelligence work for the U.S. government. General Flynn has attested to that back when he was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Got a new book out with his preface about that, and you're not bragging about it. You're just now willing to go public about
the worst thing in my life. I thought I would die with it, and 50 years from now it would come out. But
it's and we're gonna get to that. But then you sprung it on me, and I'm like trying to get you here live on air, but you're briefing me. You're not anti-Israel, but you, and I know you're right with what you told me. You're about to take us to the bottom of the rabbit hole on Epstein. And while this is happening, first, we're going to do that. So, Patrick Byrne, the Israel deep state and its relation to October 7th, the Israeli deep state, its relation to the American deep state, how it ties into Epstein and so much more. So, Patrick, this is huge. Let's get into it.
So great, Alex. Thank you. And thank you. And always great to be on with you. I mean it. I've come to appreciate what a tremendous contribution you've made to America. Yeah, one thing these. So first, as I'm fond of saying, I was raised, I majored in Catholic and I minored in Jew. I love Israel. I've got nothing against. So this is just a straight up shame that you can't talk about these things without any of the accusations being thrown. One is, you see the story, Jeff. What you need to understand is Israel has a deep state just like we do. And I'm going to be talking about Israeli deep state and its politics and its connection to our deep state. I'm going to drop a bomb on you if I can get through this. One of them is Jeffrey Epstein. It was all involved with Israeli politics around a guy named. Yeah, can you pull that up?
Here we are. We'll pull it up. Keep going.
Around a guy named Ehud Barak. That's the name we got. I'm not going to throw too many names at you, but Ehud Barak is the Obama of. He's the super woke guy over there. And Epstein has been. Thank you. Epstein, here's another one. Epstein money has been finding the equivalent of Antifa in Israel. So what's really going on in Israel?
That's their brown shirts.
That's their black. They call them black flags. They recently switched to the Kaplan Force, but that's their brown shirts, their black shirts. It's so Jeffrey Epstein, and get this, you know who Wexner is?
He's the real backer of Epstein.
Do you know that he's paying for the education of all kinds of Israeli high-level bureaucrats? They come over, they get an MPA at Harvard, they get super, Harvard is the capital.
Main brainwashing center.
They go home. So the whole upper bureaucracy of Israel are a bunch of woke people trained at Harvard by Epstein's partner, paid for by, so there's this thing called the Wexner Institute that brings over all these.
And by the way, that finally hit mainstream news today. Harvard's ties to Epstein go far beyond Larry Summers.
Oh, yeah. And MIT. So that's one thing you need. There is this Israeli deep state that's just as evil as our deep state, and they hate Netanyahu. And what their big problem is, do you know that Israel lives under what Jefferson would call a judicial tyranny? Do you know how?
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
Their Supreme Court. You know, there's a joke among Jews. You put two Jews in a room, you get three opinions. They weren't able to form a constitution when they formed Israel. They don't have a constitution.
And that's just like Jefferson, as you astutely said, as the third president, got challenged by Adams setting up a judicial tyranny, not the Supreme Court, but the Article III judges. He then passed the Judiciary Act to abolish them. So people don't understand, everything below the Supreme Court is not co-equal in the branches of government, is actually under Congress.
Mm, correct. Good for you. I love it. So, but in Israel,
it's not.
The Supreme Court has, they don't have a constitution, they have a basic law, and the basic law says in its opening, we're a Jewish country with democratic values and everyone has a right to dignity. So the Supreme Court strikes down any Israeli law it wants, claiming it seems unreasonable, it conflicts with the basic principles of Israel. So people in Israel, especially the people that Bibi is like Trump, and the kinds of people who are out from, the workers, the taxi drivers, the MAGA people of Israel, they wanted some solution that they've, for decades, they work through all the political process, they get laws passed, and then you've got a bunch of snobs on the Supreme Court who say, well, that just doesn't pass, and they don't even have to explain why. Here's the other thing. There's been 88 Supreme Court justices in Israel history. 87 of them have been Ashkenazi. You know what that is?
It's the Russian Jews.
Well, it's the
Polish.
Yeah. It's
the white Jews. But expanding on this, I want to say everything you're saying is true.
It's true.
A lot of the people that have been programmed to hate Netanyahu, and I got big issues with him, are going to say, oh, this is some defense of Netanyahu. No, it's a fact that Ehud Barak, the prime minister, was running Epstein. It's a fact that they were both against Netanyahu. The Supreme Court faction backed by the Rothschilds and all of that is real. It is true that Netanyahu with the right wing, as they call it, is the rebel over there, is what you're saying.
Correct. And tell me if this sounds familiar. So Netanyahu in March 23 comes out and he tries to get five reforms made to this law
he tries to reform the Supreme Court dictatorship,
and the Israeli deep state freaks out, and look what happens in March of 23. Dozens of ex-security chiefs, dozens of security chiefs in Israel basically called on the military to start ignoring Netanyahu's orders,
which they just did to Trump.
And then
October 7th. And that's what I was told
The case where the playbook we're being run through is right out of Israel. That's why I'm going into what happened to Israel. So they said that. They said that.
By the way, you didn't tell me all this before we went on air. You just said the basics. Notice we're finishing each other's sentences because we both have knowledge. So many people online are going to say, oh, my God, you're covering up Netanyahu. No, we're giving you the factions are.
Giving you, exactly.
This is not debated.
Israel, the Jews aren't one thing. Israel isn't one thing. Just like America has a deep state. So he backed down then. But then he gets to July, August 2023, and he's saying, we're just going to do one of my five reforms. Get this. The Supreme Court of Israel picks their own successors. So you get a bunch of Ketanji Jackson.
So it's literally it's like a hereditary dictatorship.
You get a woke Supreme Court, and they just keep peeking more.
It's more like a Politburo.
Yeah.
Because if you pick your successor.
Yeah. Or they get to veto any successor. It's a little committee. So he wanted to do things like, say, let's have the parliament pick successors. No. So it's things like this.
Why not elect them then?
Well, that's what he was saying. But they were saying, no, it's got to be a little committee that's going to pick them and that reports to the Supreme Court. They effectively pick them. And so he was trying to just get that one little reform pass. This is a woman. Now we're going to go into Shikma Bressler. Shikma Bressler is the wife of a big shot, shot in intelligence in Israel. She went, and this is where we're getting directly into October 7th and then our story. She goes public and saying, I speak for 1,200 people across.
Look, she's got the commie fist.
Yeah. Oh, she's a commie. And she's married to a commie at the top of their FBI, Shin Bet. And she's one of the top guys. And she goes forward and says, I'm speaking for 1,200 people that you will lose your army, you will lose your intelligence services, Netanyahu, if you go forward with this reform. That's in August. 6 weeks later, he goes blind. She had said, if you go forward with this, I'm speaking for all these intelligent people. We're going to leave you blind. Well, 6 weeks later, this crazy thing happened. So I've been watching your shows. We were talking about, obviously, October 7th had an inside job element. It was allowed to happen. But people are jumping from that to the inference that it was Bibi Netanyahu that let it happen. I don't think...
Well, General Flynn has said either Netanyahu or the intelligence agencies did a stand down. Remember, Netanyahu, right after it happened, accused the intelligence heads. They had a big fight. He said, fine, we'll investigate after the war. But he has accused them of it.
Oh, yes. And there has been an inquest. And it's now no longer disputed in Israel that there was a meeting that evening on the 6th between the intelligence and the chief of staff. And they looked at the intelligence. And they said it's not serious enough to warn Bibi about. So there's no question he wasn't warned. But I think they gave the stand down order, not Bibi. And so what's going on? They were trying to present Bibi with. So that's really what's going on.
But let's go even higher level. I want you to finish. I have big problems with Netanyahu and the neocons and the warmongerings. Let's be clear. But the deeper Israeli state merged with the old establishment CIA and its leftist ideology is the senior. And so much of these attacks on Netanyahu in Israel have been authorized through the CIA with the establishment in Israel to get rid of Netanyahu because they can't.
Correct. And all through Biden's term, did you know Biden?
I mean, when has it ever been okay to do all this attacking, folks? It's being pushed there on purpose. I mean, anybody can see that.
We've been funding, during Biden and Anthony Blinken funded the Antifa of Israel that's fighting against Netanyahu. We have been funding their version of Antifa. Our State Department, our NGOs, and of course Soros. We are funding the NGOs of Israel to take down big, and it was all. And here's the other really weird thing you need to know. There's one I gave you an emblem of a company called Paragon, Ehud Barak. They started this Israeli intelligence cyber company.
By the way, it's on record that that Biden and them funneled billions to attack Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah. We've been funding U.S. taxpayer dollar to the Antifa of Israel to overthrow in this color revolution.
And I want to be clear, I'm not endorsing Netanyahu, but everything that Patrick Byrd's saying is on record for informed people.
Yes.
I bet from all the anti-Israel folks and the pro-Israel folks and those in between, you've never heard any of this. This is how things actually work.
Yeah,
we're just showing you under the hood.
I don't give a damn about I'm about the facts. This is the facts. We've been doing that. So Netanyahu's enemies in Israel are our... But so now we get to this... So then they let October 7th happen. I think they were creating for him the Kobayashi Maru of Star Trek.
Impossible scenario.
Yes. And either you don't respond and he looks weak, it destroys him, or he does respond, he looks like a genocidal maniac. Because the way Hamas set themselves up underground, there's no to where...
And they clearly made inside deals to the globalists.
Yeah. So, but you have it right. This is all globalists. There are globalists in Israel who want to overthrow Israel, just like the same globalists want to overthrow Europe and want to overthrow the United States. They're all in cahoots, which gets us to Paragon. There's this Israeli security company that's really owned and backed by Anthony Blinken. You know who Avril Haines is? Mm-hmm. These kinds of Jake Sullivan, the national. These people are like all in stockholders on the board of all this thing that's called Paragon. Biden comes to power. He destroyed all. He gave it a monopoly by destroying all of its competitors in Israel. And how he did that, there's this Canadian NGO called Citizens Lab would write reports saying these people don't respect human rights. And so Biden essentially gave...
Yeah, they use regulators to give it to who they want.
And the regulators were Avril Haines and the guys at the top of the Biden regime who owned the competitor who got the monopoly. So it was...
And Christine Amanpour is connected, that she does the reports, exposing the bad companies.
And who's behind Citizens Lab, this NGO? George Soros. So this is... So George Soros, people have to understand, just like what Soros is doing to us and these people, they've been doing to Israel too.
And what you're doing is you're exposing the game.
I'm exposing the game. And then we get to, here's the bombshell I'm going to drop on you. We have films. I've mentioned this briefly before, but I'm going to. We have, in 2020, there were all kinds of Zoom calls being held in our country between typical Zoom calls. I have, say, 400 Antifa and BLM chapter leaders and activist cell leaders, and about 30 people from the federal government. There were people inside the federal government talking and teaching. And I think I may have sent a picture or two. Oh, yeah, some pictures of what these Zoom calls look like. I just sent them in later. And it's federal people inside the Department of Labor, inside Department of Agriculture, inside State Department, teaching Antifa and BLM how to run the color revolution. And occasionally...
That's huge. You guys pull that up.
occasionally.
Yeah, there it is. Here you go.
These kinds of calls, a guide for federal workers, democracy defense, October 28th. This was how, when Trump tries to run a coup, it was already, they had already decided he was going to run a coup in 2020. This is how we're going to have our color.
Well, this is the Podesta plan. They said, if he wins, we say it's illegitimate. He's a dictator.
Correct.
We secede, have violence. And when he's about to win this time, they said, we're going with the Podesta plan. And now they're doing it. And so that segues into 100% U.S. senators, intelligence people, congresspeople saying he's giving unlawful orders, overthrow him, coup. He says, hey, I'm not giving unlawful orders.
It's just like what they did in Israel here.
So the lie is that he's giving unlawful orders. The courts have said they're lawful. They're like milquetoast for what we need. And so they're trying to set this up. So what's the last ingredient to that?
The last thing you need to know is in those Zoom calls I'm talking about with 30 federal workers, there were our deep state was in these calls. There's actually about 1,000 we have.
Oh, we know. We know the State Department through Soros runs Antifa.
And they're still in the government. 1,000 feds who took part in this are still in the government. We know who they are. But here's the big punchline. In those calls, occasionally Israeli deep state showed up, Ehud Barak kind of people. They showed up and they are leading the calls with our federal people. And I would say our federal people kind of show deference to the Israeli deep state people. In other words, everything we've gone through in the last 5 years that our deep state has engineered, they're pulled the strings. They're kind of having the strings pulled on them, or at least there's a close collaboration.
And the left is successfully exposing the right wing in Israel's influence of the government, which goes on. But they do not want the fact that the dominant thing is the left wing.
That's correct.
So you're exposing the Harvard, ultra, Rothschild, Ehud Barak, Clinton, Obama, deep state Israel, using a foreign government, just like using the UK for fake intelligence on Trump, the Steele dossier, using Israel as a foreign command and control node over this.
And that, correct. And that's quite different than, you know, AIPAC. There's AIPAC. There's also Qatar. There's Saudi Arabia, China. They all spread
money. That's open lobbying.
They all spread money around DC. Yeah, AIPAC has some special rules. They all do open lobbying. But what we're talking about.
This is brown shirt terror.
This is brown shirt. This is revolutionary being driven. It was being driven. I know this.
And the movies, one battle after another, civil war, all lionizing the very groups.
Correct. And just like happens in Israel. But the key thing to know is that not only were our federal people involved in this, there were Israeli deep state actors in these calls giving direction to our Antifa and BLM.
So in 2020, you got Israel.
And our deep state.
Israel helping command the Antifa.
But let's not say Israel, because that's too broad.
A leftist
Netanyahu
arm.
Netanyahu's enemies within Israel were actually hand in hand with our deep state.
Oh, but I know, but I have to explain that. People are like, oh, Netanyahu is behind Epstein. I'm like, it's Ehud Barak. And they go, why are you covering up for the Jews? And I'm like, grow up, people. It's just another powerful government.
Correct. You got to be more granular. Epstein was given money to Ehud Barak. Here's an article about.
Look at all the emails coming out. It's him constantly trying to get Trump, talking to congresswomen, feeding her questions live in committee. He's literally a Democrat operative.
Exactly. Epstein emails have come out showing he was involved in Ehud Barak's 2019 challenge. So Wexner and Epstein, two names we know from this other terrible scandal, are actually deeply involved with the Israeli deep state. So it's all the same pack of Soros, Epstein, all this same people trying to overthrow the American Republic.
And you got Wiener and Uma Abedin and Hillary, who are really at one level above Epstein with all the feeding going on.
Yeah, Epstein was. I have information. I mentioned they offered me to be Epstein 2.0 after I turned him down. And because I knew that when Epstein sent me this hard invitation, like a couple times people crossed my paths and, Jeffrey was talking to me, Patrick. He really wants it. I knew it was all to set me up. So I didn't go, but I knew they were setting me up to keep me quiet about the secrets that I ended up just coming out with last year.
Well, let's talk about your new best-selling book when we come back.
Okay.
But folks, this is all dead on.
But don't you find it interesting that the Israeli people, American MAGA is getting mad at Israel? Maybe, yeah, I'm like you. There were some things I didn't like.
Let's come back. It's a hard break.
The Israeli deep state.
Back in 2 minutes.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart. It removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg. And I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue, stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it. Now it's healed up on, you know, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's crazy. I love how everybody in the M4's audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? You talk about the wart, other people have talked about, you know, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is, you know, I can go, I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the biggest, some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country. And what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out thealexjonesstore.com today. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.